This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You are free to call in and talk live here on the airwaves. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. We do it 7 days a week, every single day from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. We make ourselves available to you to call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Richard Rich.
And Melanie.
And until we get those calls, we're going to talk about the things I want to talk about.
Uh-oh.
That's right. So the Libertarian Party has provided me with somebody I don't mind voting for.
Interesting.
Yep.
Because it's not a Republican or some outsider third party trying to make their name off the Libertarian Party.
I haven't heard of her until she won last night.
I hadn't heard of her. I had heard her name, but I didn't know that it was her until last night.
And I scrolled down her page until I got tired of scrolling to find out to see like a single post about an actual position. And I was like, all right, I give up. I'm leaving.
Well, so who is she?
Yep. On her website, joej2020.com. That's J-O-J, not an E in Joe J. JoeJ2020.com. Dr. Jo Jorgensen is, she's the Libertarian Party's nominee for president.
So a missed opportunity for JoJo 2020.
Yes, I'm sure she gets called JoJo plenty. And I have no idea whether JoJo2020.com was taken. No
okay.
Idea. So anyway, she was previously the LP's vice presidential pick for Harry Brown in 1996.
That might be the most impressive credential.
It's a good credential. It is. She ran with Harry Brown, which, good enough for me. I really don't need to know much else. Says here that she supports every one of the Libertarian Party platforms, and I don't have a problem with any of the Libertarian Party platforms.
And Libertarians are already upset about this.
What?
That they voted for Joe Jorgensen.
Well, Libertarians are upset about everything all the time. But I feel like at this point the Libertarians have now picked a Libertarian for POTUS.
Well, that would be a first in my following them time.
Right. Since 1996 with Harry Brown.
Well, in 96 I had no reason to follow them because I couldn't vote.
Yeah, I'm with you.
She's a senior lecturer in psychology, so that's the kind of doctor she is.
Going up against two sociopaths.
Yeah, which, who better qualified? And so we've got a libertarian, a doctor, a woman if you care about identity politics, whatever. She's got experience having run. Apparently, the last time she ran, she campaigned in 38 states, made it around to 38 states, and was on over 300 radio programs. So I'm impressed with what I see. I'm happy to see what she's got going on and ready to hear more. So there you go. That's good enough for me. What about you guys?
I have not heard a relevant fact about her.
If she supports the Libertarian, fully supports the Libertarian Party of platform.
Yeah, Austin Peterson also says he fully supports the Libertarian platform. That doesn't mean he's a Libertarian. It's vague enough to where you could convince yourself that you believe it. I'm not saying that's her position. I'm saying I know nothing about this woman, so I would need, a list of issues and positions. I don't know.
Well, the LP platform I've always thought was pretty darn libertarian and pretty darn good. And this also,
they make you pledge an oath to the platform before allowing you, which means Bob Barton? No?
Okay. No, they make you pledge an oath based or a pledge to the it's not to the non-aggression principle. He was right in his video when he argued that. It's not to the non-aggression principle. It's to the non-aggression principle in matters of politics. So technically, you could commit aggression in your personal life all day long, but as long as you don't commit aggression politically or support aggression politically, you qualify. You have accurately signed that pledge.
All right. Fair enough.
So, yeah, there you go. If you're going to be voting, and lots and lots of people are. Not you,
not me.
Richie Rich.
You're sneering at me.
Not you.
So, from
not me either.
I'm not going to vote. obviously.
Yeah.
I'm not going to endorse a candidate, obviously. But sitting, you know, in the chair watching the spectacle, I was cheering for Vermin Supreme.
Internally, you will be rooting for Joe Jorgensen now.
I don't know if I'll be because I don't care. Like I don't care enough to care about Joe Jorgensen. My point is, internally, I was cheering for Vermin Supreme because he is obvious satire. And getting the message of liberty out in this day and age, I felt that the obvious satire position was going to be most effective.
There are people in the Libertarian Party who really are not pleased with Vermin running. He, by the way, came in third.
Yeah.
Just in case you need to know.
That in and of itself is sad.
And Jacob Horn,
because you think he should have done better, or because you think that he's not an obvious candidate and should have been like further?
Because LOL came in third in the LP National Convention.
Okay.
Among actual serious candidates with actual serious principles.
But that's what I'm saying. It should have been time for the quote unquote movement to take that approach. Right? Vermin Supreme, by virtue of his satire and the character, right, would have garnered way more headlines coming out of the Libertarian Party than Joe Jorgensen or Jacob Hornberger will ever get.
Well, he certainly would have got more headlines. I don't know precisely whether it's a good idea or not. I can tell
you. Doesn't matter. He made fun of politics, and that was part of the deal.
So if the message is laugh at the system, then Vermin Supreme is your guy. But that's not the LP's message, and I don't know whether it's the anarchist message at its core. Vermin Supreme in no way communicates a libertarian message.
Yeah, but the libertarian message isn't going to carry. It's not going to go anywhere anyway. That's the thing.
Well, then they're all wasting their time, which
they were.
I'm not saying they're not.
Which is why you put the LOL candidate out there to just poke fun at everything else.
Well, the thing is that people who want the LOL candidate are not likely to spend the kind of time and energy it takes to run a political party, especially one that has ballot access in 49 or 50 states just about every single time. Like, that is a lot of work, and it takes a great deal of dedication. And the kind of people that have that dedication and are willing to do that kind of work are not likely to say, let's turn over the guy with a rubber boot on his head. You know, like, it's just not... likely.
But the guy with the rubber boot on his head has run campaigns...
Yes, he has.
...in the past. Yep. In the other two major parties, right?
So
he's a known entity.
How is that relevant?
Because he can run a campaign. He's a known entity with a decent team behind him that got him to third place.
A reporter can cover Vermin Supreme anytime they want, right? Like, he's out there. He's got a rubber boot on his head. He's got a blowhorn. He's making all kinds of noise.
Right.
And he is,
So the Republican Democrats are having a debate. Where's Joe Jorgensen going to be versus where would Vermin Supreme be with the bullhorn out front shouting, let me in?
I don't know.
Right? I don't know.
The Libertarian's goal always has been to be able to get in those debates.
Oh, yeah.
And, well, I don't know whether it's going to happen or not either.
It's not going to happen.
But I can tell you who isn't going to make it happen. You aren't.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, like, so, and you haven't heard my opinion on it. Mainly because I don't really have one. I hope the best for Joe Jorgensen. I hope she gets into the debates. I think she will make these two crooked old perverts look terrible. And in a way that Vermin Supreme can't. Simply cannot. Dr. Joe Jorgensen, a woman on the stage in front of one man who is claimed to be a molester, and the other one who pretty clearly has been caught on film doing it.
Right.
And has a actual, sexual assault charge laid against him.
I would have been fine with Hornberger, too, and someone went, well, he's only 5'3". And I went, no, well, that's going to be bad optics if he's ever on stage with Trump. And the response from the Libertarian I got back was, he's never going to be on the stage with Trump. Right there.
Just give him a shorter podium, and nobody will ever know the difference, because that's the only place he's ever going to be.
But the point is, the Libertarians aren't going to get into the debate. So you can either not get into the debate, or you could have had Vermin Supreme with the bullhorn out in front of the debate, making some ruckus and getting some news coverage.
You know, they spend a lot of time deciding how tall those podiums are going to be, and the Libertarian probably wouldn't get to say, so they, I don't know how tall Biden is, but I'll bet you if they decide, hey, make those podiums all 5'10".
Right. then he looks like nothing, or would have.
855-450-3733. 855-450 free here on Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
This COVID-19 thing has turned the world upside down. Regardless of what you believe about it, it has changed our lives. But what's not changed is that if you own a business, you need to advertise to reach new customers or clients. Our audience is not the kind to stick their heads in the sand during a crisis. They are fully engaged and more active than ever. Special advertising packages are available to you to help you not just recover, but thrive. Email my sales manager, Matthew, at freetalklive.com.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, H-E-B, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. And you can call in. Talk about whatever you want to talk about here on Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
Richard Rich.
And Melanie.
The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. I am happy to talk about Dr. Joe Jorgensen, the libertarian Party nominee for president, if you'd like to talk about her. I can't say I know a great deal about her. I've got a little info sheet up here from JoeJ2020.com, and basically she says she's a life member of the Libertarian Party. She embraces the Libertarian Party's statement of principles and fully supports the LP platform. I've always liked the LP platform. Admittedly, it's a little legal talky for me, but nonetheless, the things they say on there sound pretty good. They certainly sound better than the sorts of things that I've gone and fought as a delegate to the state convention for the Republican Party here in New Hampshire three different times. I went and, you know, with the intention of voting against what I consider to be two sort of silly platforms. One of them is that marriage is between one man and one woman.
And this was after whatever the case was. That overturned that, right?
Yeah, they're sticking to their guns. By the way, New Hampshire was the first state in the union to legalize gay marriage legislatively. And that's, you know, through the legislature, past the Republicans and all that stuff. They got Republicans to vote on it, and, you know, the Republican Party was mad, so they made it part of their platform. Secondly, it was some statement denouncing Sharia law, which seems really strange since Sharia law is mainly a religious law. It didn't say anything about Talmudic law or whatever the heck those darn Buddhists believe or whatever.
Buddhists aren't trying to take over the world.
Right, it just sounded like a silly thing to do, but whatever. They continued to do, they, you know, ran me over as they would, and going from, you know, off on their business. I mean, it just seemed like an utter waste of time. Then again, politics does tend to seem a lot like an utter waste of time. And what might seem like an utter waste of time, or at least something that's unprincipled, is opening a vegan socialist food production plant and then busting the union when the vegan socialists attempt to unionize.
Yep. Give me a second to pull that up. I wasn't.
Well, there's nothing that'll make socialists learn math faster than owning a business.
Yeah. I mean, there certainly are leftist business owners out there. I mean, they exist. But, you know, they tend to have a better grasp of economics than the average leftist that's running around. I don't know what, you know, I don't know what they mean by socialist. If socialist is state ownership of the means of production, then okay. You know, unions and socialists tend to go hand in hand.
So I got it. This was a CEO of a quote-unquote socialist-themed vegan meat company.
Oh, the CEO. So this is actually a C Corp. That's even more amusing.
Maybe. Yep, CEO. So he was caught on video, and I think the article has the video if you want to watch it on YouTube. But basically, he was talking with his employees, and they were trying to unionize, and he was putting the kibosh on it. So the CEO of a socialist-themed vegan meat company pleaded with workers not to join a union, arguing that it would hamper the firm's efforts to change the world because nothing seasons fake meat quite like a dollop of hypocrisy. The company, No Evil Foods, offers a range of socialist-themed vegan meats with names like Comrade Cluck, The Pit Boss, and El Zapatista, a chorizo substitute whose name is a nod to the anarcho-socialist militant group in southern Mexico.
There you go.
While the company readily embraces left-wing ideals for marketing purposes,
yeah, sure.
That appears to be as far as their values stretch. The boss of the company, Mike Woliansky, has been filmed urging workers not to join a union during a compulsory gathering of workers.
I guess, I mean, you could say that, you know, that some policies that a union might want to institute would sink a business, and that's just sort of reality, and we, the socialists, live in reality to some extent, like, you know, the belief that somehow government is going to be just and good, you know, is a bit of a fantasy, but whatever.
Sure.
And so, I mean, I guess it's not the craziest thing in the world. I do believe that it is very difficult for a small company to be able to deal with a union.
Well, if he's the CEO, it's probably not a small company.
Well, I mean, lots of people call themselves CEO.
Yeah, that doesn't take much.
How small? Small is under 500, right?
This it depends on who you want to ask. And
I've never heard of this. Standard. How's that?
I mean, I've never heard of lots of huge international companies. Like, that's not a...
Yeah, the Fortune 500 is a long list.
This is an international. This is English. So Captain Cluck, what do they call their chicken?
Comrade Cluck.
Comrade Cluck, sorry.
So
it would be bad.
I guess from a lot of the, you know, the socialist, the anarcho-socialist side of things, right, they're usually very pro-union because pro-union gives power back to the workers. Right, if you're in the
union. I'm all for workers. It looks like the leftists these days don't want anything to do with work. Work, and they run off.
They move further left to help welfare.
Why do you hate us?
But because you're not, you are oppressing the workers by not paying them a fair wage. That's the new thing. But what I'm saying is that they are usually pro-union, so it makes sense that a socialist themed vegan restaurant, the workers would want to give themselves more power when negotiating with management and the CEO or whatever. So that's not surprising. What's surprising is the CEO going like, yeah, you don't really want to do that. I don't think you really know how bad
the
unions
are. The CEO, that's not surprising either, because the CEO is the guy who actually has to run the company and keep it solvent.
Right. But if you listen to the rhetoric from that group of people, right, it's the CEO is just another one of the workers that has been elected to that position by the workers because he's exhibited some sort of skill beyond theirs, or that they rotate him in and out, you know, because they're all one big group coming together, and the CEO is no more powerful, and management has no more power in the structure of things than the average worker.
I've never heard that position from a socialist ever, but
okay.
I believe that there's some that believe
it. Well, they do that kind of thing. What's the old Monty Python bit in The Search for the Holy Grail where he comes across Dennis, this guy digging in the mud, and he says, "We're an anarcho-syndicalist commune, and we elect our leaders every fortnight. They get together at meetings of the whole..." I don't even know what they're saying exactly, but he runs through some gobbledygook on how to come up with some good leader.
I've seen socialists try to run leaderless organizations. And that works as well as you'd expect any leaderless organization to work. But I've never seen them treat management, especially upper executive management, as just another worker.
Well, because usually they're fighting against a capitalist management structure. But if it starts off as a syndicalist type of structure, right, obviously someone has to, like, cut the checks and write the checks and do all that, and it's usually elected from the body.
The libertarian answer to all of that, of course, is if you don't like working someplace, don't work there anymore. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-free. Excuse me, free as in freedom. Call in and explain why that's not a good idea.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says the state will get back up and running soon, but it will be in a methodical way.
We've been talking about reopening and how we proceed with reopening. It's been different in different regions all across the state. We have criteria all across the state that applies to every region. There is no variance in the criteria region from region. There is no political difference. There is no local differences.
He has also announced that people can gather in groups of 10. The mayor of Los Angeles Eric Garcetti, says restaurants can offer curbside service.
We know that this relies on our individual actions to keep our distance from people, to wear a face covering, to wash our hands.
This is USA Radio News.
With Memorial Day coming this weekend, beaches are reopening, cities are letting restaurants seat people outside, and closing streets to encourage foot traffic, and many national parks are also letting people back in. Second Lady Karen Pence spoke at the Smoky Mountain National Park in Tennessee.
Not only are these experiences enjoyable to have, but they're good for us, too.
Stay-at-home orders have been eased in many cities, just as temperatures are warming up for the holiday weekend. And the Secretary of Agriculture, Sonny Perdue, announced that the U.S. Department of Agriculture would provide up to $1 billion in guaranteed loans to rural businesses and farmers in an effort to help them survive the coronavirus. The USDA is committed to being a strong partner to those rural businesses and agricultural producers and being a strong supporter of all aspects to the rural economy, according to Perdue. The policy change opens up eligibility to some agriculture producers who were not able to receive loans from the USDA Farm Service Agency program. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. And you are free to call in and talk live here on the airwaves. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. We do it 7 nights a week, as a matter of fact. 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Wherever you are, you figure that out. It's Mark with you.
Richie Rich.
And Melanie.
We're talking about sort of running your own organization here. Apparently some vegan socialist meat producer, but then it's not meat.
Vegan meat.
Not meat. Producer is having some trouble with people who are wanting to unionize, which, of course, vegan socialists would want to do. But
except the CEO.
Yeah, I'll tell you about Intercoin. Intercoin is built to help democratize power to the people in their local communities. Cryptography enables people to hold secure and private elections about any matter of community governance and could even be used for securely tallying and reporting results for national elections. Intercoin has also pioneered provably random polling, which is unaffected by poor voter turnout or spoiler effects. It can be used by to continuously adjust layers of monetary policy, such as how much UBI to issue the next day. All kinds of possibilities are available with Intercoin. They're attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the internet and there in the real world. We think that's important here on Free Talk Live, so important that FTL has accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Incorporated for advertising. Melanie made me say that. If you think freedom is important, too, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. Intercoin.org. So, go on with this story about the unionizing socialist vegans.
All right, we left off. They were at a compulsory gathering of workers. The meeting came as No Evil Foods was seeking to fend off a union drive at its plant in Weaverville, North Carolina, and video footage of Woliansky's appeal was published by the Motherboard news outlet this week.
So there's socialists in North Carolina. That's got to be lonely.
In the video, Woliansky repeatedly urged workers to vote no in the union election, making the grandiose claim that a union would get in the way of the company's ability to save lives and change the world. He does make a decent case. The CEO
Before you take the case, James in Missouri, listening to KWTO. James, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I'm hoping, I'm wondering if you got any resources of your organization available here in Springfield, Missouri.
Which organization?
Oh, Friends of Friends, you know, I don't know, some kind of thing that you need to unite around, whether it's, I don't know, I'm a little suspicious of friending people on Facebook. I'm not sure.
Sure. Well, what cause are you trying to unite around? That's probably an important question for finding a group of like-minded individuals.
Right. Well, it's been a long time since I've seen a organization kind of grow up that wasn't centered around, either money or defense of rights to bear deadly weapons and so forth.
So like a Second Amendment group in Springfield, Missouri.
Well, yeah, it's, I got a piece of mail several years ago from an aunt on the West Coast that had been our, back when, you know, I was a teenager with several cousins and stuff, we considered her our hippie aunt. She was kind of cool about things. And anyway, so trying to get home with this thing after, because after I met them at the truck stop, the highway patrolman found a residue of green in there, and they decided to make a felony case out of it. So I've been trying to outlive it or find somebody that would.
Did you get found guilty, or is this something that's pending?
Well, yeah, I had to plead to it because it was. It was true. It was in my possession, but I didn't know it. And
sure,
you know how law enforcement does. Ignorance is no excuse, regardless of circumstances.
There aren't a lot of things that can be done. Thank you for the call, James. For felons and gun rights, I am a felon, and it is illegal for me to own a firearm. In many states, you can own. I do not know what the laws are in Missouri and will not advise specifically for any specific state, but many times you can own a black powder pistol, and by God, if you have a black powder pistol with, you know, with a ball in it and a wax seal, you don't have to hit them. You can set them on fire. You know, like, I mean, it's a combination flamethrower 50 cal, right? And you can get those quite cheap. And in many cases, they're legal for felons. That is not true in New Hampshire, but I don't know how many states that it's not true in.
Probably work on getting the charges
expunged. You call a lawyer and not a radio show.
Yeah, it's difficult to, you know, solve that particular problem.
It looked like he was just reaching out for a support group of some kind initially.
No, I think he wanted a group to help him find somebody to, you know, solve the problem.
Okay.
And
I mean, we can't really. Some certain people tend to think that we're omnipotent for some reason.
We're on the radio.
And, I mean,
we have access to the internet.
You have the same Google I do. Like, you can search for groups in your area. Like, I don't know what I'm supposed to. Well, I'm nowhere near there. I don't know what I'm supposed to do about that.
For the Second Amendment Foundation or Gun Owners of America if you want my opinion on which organizations are best to, you know, check into. But I can tell you as a felon for a very long time, basically, you've got to get your record expunged. You got to get a pardon from the governor. You've got to get, you know, there's a few things you can do, and none of them are easy.
So get started now.
Donald Trump can't even pardon you if you're convicted at a state level.
Yep.
Like, you can't. It has to be the chief executive of the organization that charged you, and that means the state. And, you know, governors are loath to hand out pardons. Ask yourself this. First, you have to imagine that you're a slimy politician. That's where you're going to start. Second, now, why do you want to give Joe Average a pardon?
Because he asked for it. He deserves it.
What does deserve mean?
It's a marijuana conviction 30 years ago. He served his time, done his thing. Marijuana's popular now. What's the worst that could happen?
Well, the worst that could happen is the day after you hand the pardon to him, he goes to a convenience store and robs it.
And as if that was his intent, he couldn't do that already.
Of course. Like, all of this stuff makes perfectly good sense, but there's no particular reason for a politician, not a group known for sticking their necks out, to stick their neck out. You know, they just don't do it very much.
He's a representative of the people. This is a person that needs representing.
Now, the story is that at the end of their terms, these guys tend to hand out pardons to donors and these sorts of things. But, you know, nobody's ever told me, hey, give $50,000 to this campaign here, and we'll make sure you get yourself your pardon here in the next couple of years. They don't do that.
Maybe they set it in code, so you'd have to interpret it.
Right, and I'm not good at that. I seriously am really bad at that.
You know, she is accepting donations this time of year, Mark.
I don't know. And I don't know anything about the state of Missouri and whether they're on the parapet. Like, if you had a felony conviction in some state that was marijuana-friendly but also gun-friendly, I don't know where that is. I got no idea. Vermont?
Maybe.
Vermont passed some restrictions lately, though, on guns.
Yeah, probably not so much. Who knows? 855-450-3733. You got any advice for the gentleman? The number, 855-450-3733.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
So, you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6, or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You are free to call in and talk live here on the airwaves. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Had a caller here, asked a question. It's basically, what can he do as a felon to help restore his right to keep and bear arms?
The answer is not much.
Honestly, you know, Melanie's like, well, you know, you should consult a lawyer, not a talk show. But it's probably the best talk show to consult because...
Because we have a lawyer on air.
and an ex-con.
Well, but so I can't even ask you enough of questions on air in order for me to evaluate your case effectively.
But
I mean, I could, but it'd be really screwed up, I'm not gonna.
Here's the answer, is the likelihood of you getting your rights to keep and bear arms restored is slim. It's just slim. I mean, I'm going through the process of getting a pardon right now. I've already been turned down for clemency 2 times previously.
Like slimmer than COVID death rates.
Yeah, and I mean, here I am on nationally syndicated on 200 radio stations. At the time, it was at least over 100, including in Tallahassee, where I had to go talk to the guy. I mean, you know, at this point, I can say, what, 2 governors have crossed me, and they've both gotten out, but kicked out of office the next election. Now, I don't know. Maybe it has to do with whatever.
So don't cross Mark if you want to win.
Whatever I get to say on the air. Maybe it does. Maybe it doesn't. I don't know. But, you know, just keep that in mind, Governor DeSantis.
Give him his pardon. He'll stop talking about you.
Just keep it in mind, DeSantis. All right. So I want to tell you about Liberty.menu. Liberty.menu is a place where you can go to find liberty-oriented people in your area with whom to do business and on the Internet with whom to do business. Check it out. Liberty.menu. People asked for it for a long time, and we delivered. Liberty.menu. Please go on with the story about the
vegan CEO. Yes. So he makes an interesting case. The CEO said joining the United
of a CEO of a vegan socialist
meat company.
Meat company.
Right. Or a socialist vegan meat company probably right. There.
Not pro- meat, I can tell you that.
Vegan meat.
Apparently not socialist either.
Well, the worker's trying to be. He's CEO not so much. Said joining the United Food and Commercial Workers, the UFCW union, was akin to, quote, hitching your wagon to a huge organization with high-paid executives and a history of scandal and supporting slaughterhouses. I sincerely believe that right now...
It's an interesting point, right?
Exactly.
Okay, so, you know, if you are a vegan socialist meat company, meaning you do not make meat, and you hook up with the
UFCW,
which is a among other things, meat processing union.
With scandals abound.
Yeah, well, I don't know about scandals. I don't know anything about this place. But I can tell you that they certainly are worried about conditions in slaughterhouses. And you are a drop in the bucket compared to the big organizations they represent.
Right. So, again, quote back to the quote, I sincerely believe that right now a union would be a terrible thing for you and for No Evil Foods. Walensky told workers during the meeting, which took place earlier this year, quote again, a union contact would only serve to lessen our impact at a time when it's so important in the world. If there's an election here, I ask you to vote no on a union. End quote. Following a series of mandatory meetings, No Evil Foods workers voted against joining the union in a landslide vote. The appeal news outlet reports...
Yes, great leader.
The news outlet reports that the company fired several workers who led the union drive in recent weeks.
Uh-oh.
So that's dangerous.
That's scummy.
Scummy.
No, it might be illegal, but I don't think it's scummy.
That's why I said it's dangerous, because a lot of times...
What I'm trying to say is that it is very contrary to their sort of socialist principles. Like, the position the CEO here took wasn't necessarily that a union would be bad, but that the union that they were voting on would be bad.
Right.
And... what he thinks about a union generally is still a little bit up in the air until he goes ahead and fires two of the organizers trying to get a union put together.
I mean, that doesn't really follow because maybe, I doubt it because he's the CEO, but I might only fire people who vote for this, animal killing large corporate union, but not fire people who vote for, some... mythical, small, peaceful union.
Well, and Amazon kind of got in trouble for this within the last few months or so because someone, rallied for workers' rights at Amazon and then he was summarily dismissed.
Mm-hmm.
Amazon pays bank. He needs to sit down and shut up.
Okay. Well, either way, right?
All I hear from, Amazon has now moved into the realm of corporations so large you are not allowed to say anything good about them, right? So McDonald's, Walmart, Amazon. I'm sure there's a couple of others on the list.
There's plenty of evil things that McDonald's and Walmart have done.
I'm not claiming that there isn't, but
even when they do good, you're not allowed to point that out.
Right, and at this point, there's they're pushing for the union. The leftists in the media are pushing for the union too, and so the stories are all based on that. It's nothing saying anything good's going on at Amazon, but right now. A lot of people are looking for jobs, and...
Amazon's got them.
Amazon's got them, and they're paying. Domino's has them,
terrible
too,
working conditions, apparently, but,
Yeah.
But whatever, right?
Yeah,
people take the
and
job.
That they have standards and make you actually work during working hours. That's kind of the complaint.
Well,
other companies let you slack off, and they pay accordingly. It's like you can choose either one, but people want the low-pressure, low-standards job with the pay from the high-pressure, high-standards job.
Yes.
That
it doesn't work that way.
That may be true in general.
For the government.
I will kind of take the worker side of things when it came to, the Amazon bathroom breaks because of how large the warehouses are. And you have, a 15-minute break, and it takes you 10 minutes to walk across the warehouse to go to the restroom. And then by the time you get back to your shift, you're already late and you get written up. Right, seems a little, you could probably do something about that.
I would think that would happen over and over and over again, right? And at which point it's like, hey, the people from this department over here probably need a little more time to get to the bathroom.
It may be, and I don't know what the internal resolution was, but that was definitely one of the stories that came out about Amazon working conditions where I was more sympathetic toward the workers.
Yeah, so if it was everybody, then I'm more inclined, or everybody from a certain... geographical area in the building, I'm more willing to believe that. Where if it's just a handful of people throughout the whole company, it's like, okay, well, don't be slow.
Okay.
I can tell you this is, I've worked in a lot of offices, and it doesn't matter whether I'm on break or not, somebody needs to talk to me about something, and I would not be able to walk across a warehouse in 10 minutes in most cases, because... somebody is bound to have to talk to me about something, in which case I can't make it. But that's Amazon's problem to deal with, not mine. You don't like working for Amazon? Leave.
I'm okay with that answer too. I'm not defending that. They have to change. But it goes like, well, maybe bringing light to the situation is enough for a policy change that can then assist everyone instead of just the one person.
Oh, Jerome's on from South Carolina. Let's get Jerome real quick. Jerome, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I just wanted to say that I Trump was talking this week about taking the hydroxychloroquine.
Yeah, I hear that. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't believe him. I don't believe him.
You don't believe he's taking
it? I don't believe him for a second.
All right.
No. And another thing is, he's not getting reelected, man. He's doing everything to make sure.
JoeJ2020.com.
Yeah. And if the unemployment was going to go up to 20%,
that's up to 20%. Hey,
unemployment,
yeah.
That's not all Trump's fault, though. That's a lot of governors locking down and not letting people live.
I think Trump has shed the look. I don't care whether Trump gets elected or not, Jerome. I just want to make sure you're 100%.
You got a new candidate. Yeah.
I never had Trump as my candidate.
But we're on Joe J 2020 now.
You're in love with a new woman now. I know you got your name. What's her name again?
Joe Jorgensen. Joe J 2020.
When you go home, do you play that song? I'm looking for a new love, baby. Do you play that song?
Yeah, no, but I sing it a hell of a lot better.
Do you play that song when you
carry
go home?
Karaoke night with
love,
Jerome.
Huh?
I listen to like any Democrat, I listen to NPR.
No, you listen to I'm Looking for a New Love, Baby.
All right.
Yeah.
What makes you decide that he's not taking the hydrochloroquine thing? I mean, like.
Has he lied before? Did they lie during that Senate hearing? Where the lawyers get up and jibber jabber for a week? And, we just let you off. You don't have to testify. No, we don't need any documents. We don't need any witnesses. We just let you off. Oh, was that a lie?
What would the motivation be for lying about medication, though?
Because it's in his DNA. He's been
arrogant.
Doing it his whole life.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not going to dispute your claim. I hadn't considered that he might be lying about it, Jerome, but
yeah. He
might be lying about it. You're right.
Haven't you ever heard that old saying, you can't teach an old dog new tricks?
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? You kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.